You listen to the Jason Greger Show presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to GameSense.AB.ca. 1440, Alan Mitchell joins. LT, how you doing?
I'm good. Phillips, interesting because he's far less expensive than a guy like Janmark. You probably would have a better guess than I am. I would about Philp on waivers, whether he cleared or not. But I like him as a player. He's a big guy, right-handed. You know, his face-off percentage wasn't great. It was a small sample. But, you know, that's a guy you'd kind of like to keep around. Lazar kind of maybe is going to eat his lunch a little bit, but he's going to be a guy to watch for sure.
Well, you know, you're right about, obviously, you know, Janmark's 1.45. At this, I know a lot of fans don't love Janmark until the playoffs, and I know the organization's quite high on him, but he is half the price. I don't even, honestly. I think it's more battling Curtis Lazar, you know, to be honest. And then then there's Kasperi Kapanen, and like Edmonton's got a lot of guys. LT, right? Like I think there's 14 or 15 forwards, and that's why like I'm still not sold that Ike Howard is like a stone cold lock. I think he'll get a good look, but you're a rookie pro player. He's never played pro hockey before, and it's a big jump.
Yeah, it is. And also, you can, you know, if you play a game, I know others fans love lines and pairings, but if you play a game and just say, okay, let's say Ike Howard doesn't make the team, Stan Bowman set this roster up so they have more than enough depth they can run. You know, they can run on the left side. Mangiapane could play over there. Henrique over there. You know, they have all kinds of options. They don't need, I think that with Hyman Hurt, I think they sort of do need Savoy, and I think he'll make it. But I think that Howard is, he's got to prove it. Now, it's not like they want him to make it. They're going to cheer for him to make it, but he's got to earn it, and he's got to hit the ground running. They can't afford to be nursing people through the first 10 games of the year. They have to win games like starting opening night.
Al, I know you love the deep dives on the prospects. You'll go to the 25th prospect who we'll never see, and Al can tell me all about his skill sets, which is great, right? Like, I like why I like reading your stuff. I'm like, good, I don't have to do it. But you look at this rookie one. We obviously know, hey, you got Howard and you got Savoy, and that's what a lot of people are going to be watching, rightfully so, because those are the only two in the roster tonight who have a chance to make the team this year, at least out of camp. There might be some guys later in the year, maybe if there's some injuries and what have you, right? Like, but what do you make of Josh Szymanski? I had his coach on from Germany, and he talked pretty glowingly about just how he goes, I'll be honest, like this guy's improvement just continues to grow and grow, where if you had asked me 3 years ago where he'd be at, I didn't think he'd be here. So, you know, he's the fact that he's starting with Savoy, and Howard tells me the organization says, hey, when he's in Bakersfield, you know, he might, now I guess, you know, assuming Phillip's not there, that he'll probably be there, you know, him or James Hamler are going to be their top line center for sure.
Yeah, it tells you that the, you know, the Oilers are, you know, one of the things that happened in the offseason, and some of these guys were signed, these European guys were signed early on, like, you know, like not July, but more like April. And I think that what the organization decided they were going to do, not just with Szymanski, but also Lepinen, the big defenseman, and you know, on down the line, they were going to try to aim a little higher than they have in the past. Obviously, they went after Tomasek, and he's on a one-way deal, and we'll see. But they're all kind of wild cards. But I'll be honest, I don't know the quality level of the German league. There's a lot of guys who played in Finland or in Sweden who come over and made the NHL. The German league's a little bit different, but it's a good quality league. And he, you know, he's a big guy. And I don't know how well he skates, but they obviously have put a pretty good value on him. And if he can skate at that size and move the needle at all offensively, then that's a guy who should thrive in the AHL and maybe even build a resume that eventually, I mean, you can look up and down that lineup, as you say. You can see Szymanski, you can see Hudson, you can see Carfagna, you can see a lot of guys who might make the NHL, but they're not, you know, they're not coming to this camp thinking they're going to make it out of camp. And I think Szymanski's in that category, but he's a little different than a college guy in that he has played pro and he's big. So a lot of the worries that you would have about a player being, you know, tough enough or able to put up with the rigors of a North American pro schedule, I don't think will apply to Szymanski.
Al Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide, joins us here on Sports 1440. Sports 1440 YouTube, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Be sure to hit that subscribe button if you're on the YouTube channel. Do us a favor this weekend. Just hit it. That would be nice. LT, the Elks, of course, they're in Toronto tomorrow afternoon. And now, depending on what happens tonight, if Hamilton at home and they're up 10-7 early, if they hold on against Winnipeg and win that game, then, you know, if the Elks win, they're tied with Winnipeg. BC's at home tonight. I got to think they're going to beat Ottawa, especially after blowing it last week. But, you know, it's a big opportunity. And depends on what happens tonight. If Winnipeg wins, then you got to win to stay close. And if they lose, then you want to win because now you're going to, you know, now you're tied with them and potentially moving up and you play them later in the year. They do get their middle linebacker back tonight. Also, Carter O'Donnell is going to start at the right guard position. And I know it's hard to watch the O-line in real time, but that's a player I'm going to be fascinated to watch.
Yeah, this is a, you know, it's so funny because the Elks have in the past, they've gone on late season runs. Like when they had no chance to make the playoffs, they'd go on a little bit of a winning streak and you'd go, okay, well, maybe there's something there. But they went on the winning streak early enough in the year to make a difference. And now they're at a point where you know, they're, you know, they win this weekend, they win in Toronto, and depending upon whatever happens with the rest of the schedule, Monday morning, we could be, you know, you'll be on my show Monday afternoon. We could legitimately be talking about, you know, a playoff possibility. And even, I know it sounds ridiculous, but it's been a while. And I think that they're, you know, they're a pretty exciting ball club. And there's an appetite for it, I think. You know, people have been, you know, frustrated by all kinds of things, but what they really wanted to see was a winner on the field. And I think this team has the makings of it. Now you got to go out and win the ball game, but we've said that for a few weeks here and they've done well. So I'm looking forward to seeing this game. I think they're going to be, if they win this one, they're going to be tough to beat out for a playoff spot.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, it makes it fun for a season that started terribly. Although there's some of those games that could have won for sure. That Hamilton game, no brainer. Even the Saskatchewan game, I thought they were right in that game and just, you know what, weren't able to get it done at times. So their defense has definitely continually gotten better. I think getting Nick Anderson back, not that they, you know, their defense was bad at all, but getting Nick Anderson, I think he's better as a middle linebacker, so that will help them rather than him. And I think what we're seeing in the middle linebacking corps is what you see next year. I don't know if we're ever going to see Niles Morgan again as a linebacker in Edmonton, you know, past this season.
Yeah, I remember, I don't remember what week it was, but you kind of felt like they had to win and you were looking at professional extinction and they played like it. And you know, since then, I think that they're, you know, because you can't, when you start, I remember years where the Elks at that time, the Eskimos, they'd be bringing in like three or four, you know, offensive linemen and you can't do that. Like, that's not how a football team works. You can tweak here or there. And I think they've done that, but they've got great athletes on the field and the defense, finally, they were supposed to be great early, were not, but they're finally playing well.
And Al, it is a rematch of the Super Bowl. What's your expectations for your Eagles and the Chiefs?
Well, the Chiefs, both of them look kind of, you know, not all there in their first games, like mistake ridden. But I think it's going to be a shootout. I like the Eagles, but I think it's going to be close. I think it'll be like a 28-27 final, and I'll go Eagles because, I mean, you know, they've just been phenomenal. I can't even, you know, Gregor, I've been watching that team since the early 70s, and in the last, well, a decade, I guess, they have just become a different organization. And I think a lot of it's about ownership. Honestly, I really do. And they just do things right, and they're a championship team, I mean, I don't even know what to say, but it's been an incredible turnaround based on what they've done over the last decade compared to all the decades previous.
Yeah, it is. It'll be interesting now. Should be a lot of fun. What a great weekend of sports. You go to the Bears game tonight. You got the Huskies and the Wildcats on the weekend. You got college football. You got CFL. You got NFL. You got rookie games tonight and Sunday for Oilers fans who have an itch for hockey. Then you throw in some Major League Baseball. The Jays hosting the Orioles. and a chance, depending on what happens with the Yankees and the Red Sox, to put a little bit more space between them and at least one, if not two, of the teams. So we'll see what happens there. Have a great weekend, Al, and we will talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, sir. Have a good one.